Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Grace and peace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. Grace to you, as well as peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I can recall the first time I was on the North Atlantic Ocean, not too many hundred miles away from where the Titanic met its final resting place. We were close to shore, and it was a peaceful day, and everyone was at peace except me. It was the first time I had been out on the ocean, so I was in great concern about our safety until I looked around and saw the peace and the contentment that was on the face of those who had been on the sea far, far longer than I had. You see, they knew we were safe. God knows where we are and what we need. And He supplies all of our needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Grace is God's undeserved favor at Christ's expense. Not sure where I first heard that definition, but it certainly merits our consideration. Jesus paid it all, in order that we might have it all. In the most trying situation of our life, in the face of the death of our loved ones, at the graveside or at the bedside of someone that is very special to us, to know that they are only seconds away from eternity, we can experience the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that while we say farewell to them now, we will have an eternal greeting with them when we meet them in eternity. What grace and peace it gives us to understand that this world is not our home. We are just passing through. We will say farewell to our loved ones, but oh, what reunion it'll be when we see them again. That's what grace is all about. That's what peace gives us, the assurance that this world is not the end. It's just preparation for what will last forever and ever. If you have not experienced that grace and that peace that God has given so favorable and so expensive, born by His Son, receive it now. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence, I pray that anyone who has not received Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will open their heart and in a simple way just say, Lord, come in right now. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And for those of us who have received already that wonderful assurance of salvation, might we begin to live it more than we ever have before, that the beauty of Jesus might be seen in us and through us and around us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.